Welcome to Pharmacy Tech Talk as part of Pharmacy Focus. Pharmacy Tech Talk intends to focus on the growing roles and responsibilities for pharmacy technicians, the tools and trainings they might need, and some of the challenges they might face. I'm speaking with Sameya Jaludi, instructor for pharmacy technology at Carrington College, on the importance of pharmacy technicians, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic. Since today is National Pharmacy Technician Day, I wanted to start by discussing the different types of pharmacy technicians. So what is a general overview of an everyday workflow of a pharmacy technician?
Well, it really just depends on the environment or the setting that a pharmacy technician is employed at. You know, when your average person thinks of a pharmacy technician, your mind automatically goes to your typical retail pharmacy technician. So that's probably where I'll start off today. And that entails working at like your typical brand name pharmacy, on the ones that you see all the time, you know, Rite Aid, CVS, Walgreens, Safeway. There are also privately owned retail pharmacies, and they typically operate in the same way. They're very high-paced in working environments, and it's likely that everybody you know has been to one, right? It's where most pharmacy technicians will start out their careers. It's probably, in my opinion, the best environment to learn a lot of information quick, and I mean super quick, because they'll literally throw you onto the floor and you just have to figure it out. And what you'll do is basically learn pharm ops from A to Z, and that includes, you know, greeting the customers. It's essentially a customer service job, fulfilling their requests. And what that means is receiving their prescriptions, typing that data in, answering data from doctor's offices or other pharmacies, billing their insurance for prescriptions, contacting insurance, getting funding for medications, and ultimately like filling that medication and releasing that medication to the customer. So there's a lot of duties, you know, that are assigned to a pharmacy technician that people don't, you know, think about, but at a retail setting, typically you'll do it all as a pharmacy tech. You know, if you walk past the retail pharmacy, you'll see the technicians kind of just like zipping by back and forth.
So how do these retail pharmacy technicians differ from a hospital technician?
Actually, there's a couple major differences. When you think of hospital pharmacies, there's actually two major types of hospital pharmacies. I mean, I'll start with the outpatient hospital pharmacy, just because it is so similar to retail. And essentially, it's like when a patient is discharged from that hospital, they'll pick up their last prescription or even their continuing prescriptions from that outpatient hospital. And it's very similar to a retail environment, so I won't delve too much into that. Usually when you're thinking about a hospital environment or a hospital pharmacy, you're thinking about an inpatient pharmacy. And those pharmacies are usually tucked away in the hospital, so they're hidden. It's usually closed off to patients, and we call them closed door pharmacies. The technician in that pharmacy typically fills the orders for patients that are staying in hospital. This offers some advantages for the technician. You know, some people don't want to have that direct contact with patients. It offers a lot more clinical experience. You see drugs and prescriptions that you typically won't be dealing with in a retail pharmacy. And a lot of people like environments like this. The type of work is super different, even though some of the drugs might be familiar or common. You know, even the way that they're dispensed, like it's typically single dose packaging, like they're getting that dose for that day or that morning, as opposed to like a 30-day supply or a 60-day supply, etc., right? So you're learning how to package things individually. You're learning other tasks that you wouldn't do in a pharmacy, like compounding, whether it's sterile or non-sterile, and repackaging those compounds. So you'll be working with formulating IVs or injections, things like that, you know, to put it in simpler terms. In addition to that, hospital technician is typically compensated a lot more than a retail technician. And that, you know, kind of aligns with the increasing responsibility that a hospital technician is expected to have. And also the qualifications tend to be slightly higher. You know, they'll ask for more experience, they'll ask for you to be certified, etc. But it really is a fulfilling work environment. Highly recommend a technician to try both and see, are they more interested in, you know, the clinical aspect of working in the hospital, or do they really like the customer service aspect and the day-to-day like hustle and bustle of the retail?
What is the difference between a registered pharmacy technician and one that is certified?
I get this question a lot, and it's actually pretty straightforward. There's a lot of terms that are thrown around, so we'll try to like break them down. So here in California, at least, I'll, you know, tell you how our process goes. So a registered technician is typically one that completes their theory and their practical training programs or whatever program that state requires for them to go through. Each state board in the U.S. kind of has their own guidelines. Carrington offers a certificate program, which is like an accelerated 9 months. Some people get it done at adult school, similar accelerated program. Some people do it online. It's really just state board wise. And the board requires that you do theory hours and you do practical hours as an extern. And once you fulfill those requirements, essentially you apply to get your license through the state board. And whether or not you've met those requirements will determine whether the board will assign you or award you a license to work as a pharmacy technician. And once you get that license, that is you being registered. So that initial license that you're getting from the pharmacy state board is in fact your registration to be a licensed pharmacy technician. And that's the bare minimum. In other words, here, for example, at Carrington College, you can achieve your certificate after you've finished with your training course, and you use that certificate to apply for your state license. And once your application is deemed complete, you'll be awarded and sent your license, your pharmacy technician license. You'll be able to work with this license anywhere in any setting in California at any pharmacy. You need it for every farm tech job. It's the bare minimum and it's the most straightforward way of getting your license. But when we move on and talk about a certified pharmacy tech, this is a technician that takes an extra initiative to become certified. And how you become certified is you actually apply through the Pharmacy Technician Certification Board, which is a nationally recognized certification board. And what that means is all 50 states, right? So all 50 states recognize that this certification proves that you are up to par on all standards regarding practicing as a pharmacy technician. In California, you're not required to be certified, so you don't have to take the exam necessary for that certification, but some settings do. Some settings in California will ask that you are certified, especially like we said, hospital pharmacies, specialized settings pharmacies, you know, when they're doing like specialized care, like HIV, hepatitis, sometimes they'll ask for it or they prefer. And what they mean by prefer is usually you'll be compensated with a higher pay or you'll have a smoother transition into higher roles at that company.
Are there any other kinds of certifications that pharmacy technicians could get that would further enhance their role in the pharmacy?
Yeah, definitely. The PTCB, they actually offer specialization, like continuing education. And again, those are badges they award. You need to take and pass the PTCB to qualify for those continuing educations. And essentially it's a course you may take or a training that you might take. Everyone is different. They have ones for sterile compounding. They have ones for an advanced pharmacy technician. They have medication history. There's so many. Veterinary technician. I know that one's up and coming right now in the industry. They're really in demand. We have hazardous drugs. The list goes on and on. And how you get those is essentially once you have your PTCB, you are required to continue it, your education, no matter what, right? Just to make sure that you're a continuous learner. And that's what we strive for in the medical field. You know, you want to keep your information updated. And so the PTCB really helps you achieve those extra credentials that can help you delve into really specialized fields when it comes to being a pharmacy technician. There's also other routes to going there. You know, some people will end up specializing without having these badges because realistically, these are just furthering your education. And a lot of the times it's voluntary getting these badges. But, you know, lately the trend is people require, like if you're working in controlled substances, for example, in one of those divisions, they'll require you to have certification specializing in that. But some people, especially the veterans in the farm tech world, are already at those spots purely by experience and learning it on the job, but lately everyone seems to be migrating towards getting your certification in general.
We're going to shift gears just a little bit and focus on the importance of pharmacy technicians in general. So how has the role of pharmacy technicians just expanded overall?
You know, this is actually an interesting question because I actually started as a pharmacy technician a little before the pandemic. So I, you know, experienced the before and the after. And especially now during the COVID-19 pandemic, medical careers have been just rapidly expanding, and farm tech roles are no exception to that. We've seen like insane increases in the amount of roles available and the types of roles available. Pharmacy techs are in high demand right now. And, you know, wherever you are in the state, you can be guaranteed to have an open position nearby. The average salaries for a starting pharmacy technician have absolutely skyrocketed in the last few years, matching the increase in demand and the availability of, you know, the several different shifts a tech can opt to work on has made it, you know, a valuable career for people from all ages and backgrounds, from single working parents to heads of households, students, etc. Many workplaces have very flexible hours for pharmacy technicians, which is something very valuable from what I've noticed, in what hours you want to work, days you want to work, and it's just super flexible in that regard. But shifting back over to how COVID-19 has really affected a pharmacy technician's role, in general, it's affected healthcare delivery completely, you know. We're completely 100% down the line of telehealth, you know. We're in the era of telehealth, receiving healthcare without leaving your home, completely remote. And that doesn't stop at just, you know, dialing your doctor. You can get your prescription without leaving your house. Communities are turning to telehealth for their healthcare needs. And in that regard, pharmacies have become basically, if I can say without being biased, the most central provider of basic healthcare. Pharmacies are allowed to offer routine vaccinations for COVID and COVID testing. Routine medications are being sent out to people's homes instead of being picked up. The preparations of these medications, you know, the repackaging and the documentation associated with sending these medications out has increased, and that in turn has massively increased the number of available jobs in healthcare in general. There are way more roles now and responsibilities associated with the pharmacy technician career options right now. And like I said earlier, just last year, pharmacy technicians have been granted the ability to give COVID vaccines or give COVID tests, right? If you asked me this 5 years ago, if it was ever a possibility for a farm tech to be vaccinating people, I would have told you no way. But, you know, the pandemic has completely shifted healthcare into directions nobody could have ever predicted.
What advancements could you potentially see in the future of pharmacy technicians?
So many different and diverse roles, work positions. There's been a lot of work from home positions increasing, especially when it comes to data entry and clerk work. Typically in the past, it was not necessary for a clerk to be licensed as a pharmacy technician. Now we're seeing those roles and career paths opening up specifically for somebody who is licensed, working from home and doing data entry remotely. And again, we mentioned higher salaries. Definitely see that as a trend. Starting salaries are increasing and, you know, it's just up from there. Team leaders and managerial positions is actually a good one here. In the past, it wasn't common to have a pharmacy technician be a store manager or a pharmacy manager or a supervisor. And I've noticed just by being out there in the field, it is becoming a trend, you know, because the pharmacy technician, whether you're aware of it or not, is usually the glue that holds the pharmacy together. They know everything from A to Z. And so it's very strategic to have a pharmacy technician running the operations of a pharmacy. And so you're typically seeing that trend in a lot of pharmacies. That goes into another topic, which is continuing education. A lot of pharmacy technicians will go on to get a bachelor's degree in health administration or management, whatever it may be, or even in pharmacy technology. In that way, they're able to achieve different roles other than your typical filling or typing pharmacy technician. They can be up there with management, right?
Since pharmacy technicians have a more critical role and like an up-and-coming role in the pharmacy, what are ways that they can avoid burnout due to the job?
Oh yeah, this one's super important. Pharmacies these days, at least in California, will offer most technicians an insane amount of overtime. They'll let you know, like, hey, you can work for however long you want, as long as we're within that legal range. And most people will pounce on that opportunity. You know, the pandemic has caused, you know, a lot of like financial instability in a lot of households. And sometimes that overtime pay is highly enticing, and sometimes you might actually need it, right? My only advice in this regard is, you know, to tread lightly, try to achieve a healthy work-life balance. While there's nothing wrong with getting some overtime in here and there, you know, be mindful of the time you're spending away from work. Make time for yourself and your family. Take time off every night to unwind and not bring your work stress home, because as a pharmacy technician, you will have, you know, work stress no matter what environment you're at. You know, it's a high-paced, very sensitive career path. And, you know, take breaks. Pharmacy jobs will allow you, for the most part, to take more holidays off than your typical workplace. And this is because they're highly aware of the burnout rate, and they don't want their employees to be unhealthy and unhappy. They much prefer them to stay with the company. And so I would definitely reach out to your company and see how you can set that up for yourself. A lot of them have very generous PTO rates or even unpaid leaves if you do need that. But I think the most important takeaway is just to have that healthy work-life balance.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Next month, I will speak to Melissa Pine about pharmacy technicians and the role they play in vaccinations.